One of the questions that I am very often asked is this: why are you a Catholic? Why are you a Catholic? Maybe you've been asked that question yourself as well. My immediate response is the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the reason why I'm a Catholic. The feast that we celebrate today, the Corpus Christi, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, is at the heart of what it means to be Catholic. It's all about a relationship, a friendship with Jesus Christ that we so cherish. And if you would allow me, I'd like to just reflect for a few minutes about what that great gift of the Eucharist, that great relationship, means for us and how we can make the most of it, okay? So how'd this feast start? In the year 1263, a priest from Prague was en route to Rome, and he was making a pilgrimage asking God to help him, to strengthen his faith. He was doubting his vocation at the time. And along the way, he stopped in Bolsena, which is a town 70 miles north of Rome. And while he's celebrating Mass there, as he raises the host during the consecration, the bread, the host, turned into flesh and began to bleed. The drops of blood fell onto a small white cloth on the altar. We call that the corporal. That's that small square cloth that we put on the altar. The following year, in 1264, the Pope Urban IV, instituted the Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus, today's feast, Corpus Christi. The Pope also asked St. Thomas Aquinas, who was living at the time, to write two hymns for the feast. And so he wrote two, which are probably known to some of you. We use them every time we have adoration here. The two songs of the Tantum Ergo and the O Salutaris Hostia. And by the way, that blood-stained corporal, the one which the priest had used, may still be seen in the Basilica of Orvieto outside of Rome. These Eucharistic miracles, everybody, are a great help to our faith, a great bolster to our weak human faith. And they really remind us of what's really happening at Mass that we don't see, that we normally have to see with the eyes of faith. Whenever a priest pronounces the words of consecration, Jesus leaps down from heaven and becomes present on the altar under the appearance of bread and wine. He's here. He's here substantially in the Mass. Present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Mass, then, is a representation, not a representation, but a representation of the merits of Calvary, in which he gave us his body and his blood for our salvation. So that means, if this is a representation of Calvary, it means that if we close our eyes right now at Mass, we're at Calvary. If Mary and John and the other disciples at the foot of the cross close their eyes at Calvary, they'd be at Mass. How in awe I am every time I pronounce those words of consecration, knowing what a weak man I am, what an imperfect priest I am, realizing that when I'm saying those, it is no longer me saying the words of consecration, but Christ saying them. How in awe I am that during the Sanctus, the Holy Holy that we sing, that angels descend and ascend overhead, adoring our Lord in the Eucharist. That poor souls in purgatory are here, gathered around this altar, here to be set free. And that's why we pray for our dead. Pray for them using the greatest prayer we have, the Mass. And how in awe I am that our Blessed Mother and all the saints are here adoring Jesus. I have to believe that St. Francis is here. We have a church built in his honor, and Jesus is here. He must be here at every Mass, looking at us and praying. St. Francis of Assisi said, "In awe should all men tremble, the whole earth quake, and the heavens shout for joy, when Christ, the Son of the living God, is present upon the altar in the consecrated hands of a priest." Think about it. God figured out a way to remain with us after he had returned to heaven. God doesn't remain distant from us. Instead, he knows that we need a reminder of his love. He knows that we're human, that we're body and soul. And so he relates to us bodily in the Eucharist. God is everywhere, of course. We know he's omnipresent. But when he comes to us in the Eucharist, he also makes himself local, if you will. We can go to a specific spot over here in the tabernacles where we keep the remaining consecrated hosts. And so we can go to a certain place and worship our God. He is everywhere, but at the same time, he is in a specific place where we can come to worship him. A couple weeks ago, a newly married couple was at a friend's parish up in North Dakota. They were there for Mass. Only been married for a couple weeks, and the man and the woman were sitting together. And during the words of consecration, the man began to weep as the priest said, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for you." After Mass, the bride was confused, and she asked her husband, "Why were you crying?" And he said, "I never understood what the Mass was about until now. The Mass is about a man giving his body to his bride. A man giving his body to his bride." Beautiful words. Indeed, it is Christ, the bridegroom, giving himself away fully to his bride, the church. That's all of us. The Eucharist, then, is all about a relationship with the one we love and who first loved us. And during the summer, it's easy for that relationship with Jesus to be overlooked a little bit. You know, we get busy with vacations and activities, and it's easy for us to kind of come and go from Mass and not think twice about the great mystery that we encounter. How often do we take for granted this great gift? How often do we kind of just come and go? And our attendance at Mass becomes a duty and not a privilege. And so what I might do this morning is offer a few practical ways that we can get more out of Mass, that we can enter more fully into the Mass to receive the graces that God wants to give us. Okay? Here's a few practical things. Number one is that we can get here early before Mass starts and pray. Most of us, when we go to the movies or we go to a football game, get there very early and get situated and get ready and get mentally prepared. We read up beforehand on the team or the movie, read reviews of movies, ask around, so we're prepared. So we come to church and we're prepared beforehand by praying. We also must be aware that if we're going to receive communion, we want to be in the state of grace. We want to be in the best, complete relationship with God. And so, if we have any mortal sins on our conscience, we have to confess them. We have to go to confession. And that includes if we've missed Mass, we need to go to confession. We also prepare our bodies to show what we're about here. And so we fast for an hour in preparation for that great food, the Eucharist. We also dress up, wear our Sunday best to show the dignity of this celebration. Another way that we can enter more fully into Mass is that when we're in church, when we're in here, we speak only when necessary, And then we whisper out of a deep respect for this house of God. And so we keep conversation outside and we keep this as a place of prayer. And that helps other people pray too and inspires them to be holier people. So we can help each other out in that way. Just a few practical steps. Everybody, as we prepare to receive the host, the consecrated host, and the precious blood today in the communion line, I'd like you to imagine something. I'd like you to imagine that you are at a wedding, your wedding, and you are processing up the aisle, processing up to meet your spouse, Jesus Christ, in the Eucharist. Because that's exactly what's happening here. Why am I Catholic? There are many reasons. But the one that every other reason points to is the Eucharist. The body and blood of Christ present substantially in the most holy Eucharist. What a beautiful gift we have as Catholics. And let us never take this presence, this relationship, for granted.